This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's DJV Health Time. Doug Steffen here. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us from jackstockwell.com, which is the NUCA side of his reality. He's an upper cervical spine board certified chiropractor. How do you like that? I got that all out in one sentence, Jack.
That's pretty
good,
impressive.
Huh?
Pretty impressive.
Yep. Also a certified GAPS practitioner. And a lot of the information that comes from his GAPS experience, you'll find on his other website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and Mary put together lots of great podcasts. There's lots of fabulous information there. On the homepage, you can see the reference to their symptom survey, which has questions that you can answer so that the folks in Jack's office can figure out what's going on. If you're going to take the symptom survey, the thought is you're probably thinking there's something wrong. So if you want to get to the bottom of what's wrong and you want to do it in a telemedical way, because Jack can talk to you using the new telemedican, that's a good word, Jack, right? The new
our concierge program.
Yes, right. Whatever it is, you can find it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And these podcasts. Now, Jack does a local radio program in Salt Lake City where we are heard on the two of us are on the same station. He has a lot of conversation about things that are of daily interest to the people that are there, which I'm sure mirrors the daily interest of lots of people that listen to this program.
Absolutely.
Including people who I just found out the other day. I was looking at my pet. You know, you and I talk off the air and on the air about why I want to get the vaccine, and it has to do with being able to travel. So I was planning a trip to a couple of different places overseas, and for some reason or another, I thought my passport was good till November of this year.
Uh-oh.
So I got it out, and it's not. It ran out last year. So I'm wondering how the passport system works. In terms of getting, I know you were talking on one of your shows about digital passports. Is there a new way of getting a passport?
Digital passport in the past radio show was a COVID digital passport. In other words,
so what is that?
Well, you can still go from several different countries without proof of vaccines or anything else for COVID. In fact, a patient of mine I was just talking to yesterday took a van full of kids down to an orphanage in the Baja, south of Tijuana.
Right.
In Mexico, to go spend several days working in an orphanage. It's part of their, merit badge stuff and a bunch of other things. They left San Diego, went across the border there into Tijuana without masks, without any kind of COVID testing that would say negative. They were in Mexico. There was just one place in Mexico they actually had to wear a mask, and that was some of the sicker area of the orphanage, which they would want to do anyway.
Right.
And then when they came back from Mexico, back into the United States, they weren't asked anything about COVID whatsoever, and they weren't wearing any masks or any of that stuff. So at least in the far southwest part of the country, things are different. Tomorrow, Mary and I are going to Florida for a few days to see my parents, and you know how free Florida is right now. However,
right.
When you talk about traveling overseas, to my knowledge, and I was looking into this a little while ago, because we've got a bunch of miles we want to use. We want to go back to Scotland and England and France.
Yeah.
Right. And no vaccination is required as of yet. So but you've already got yours, so it's irrelevant. But I would hurry up and get that, because they can take several months to process. You may want to hurry up and get that passport applied for it immediately.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I want to go to Israel this year. Uri Geller's opening up his museum. I want to go to the opening of that, and I'd like to go to England. Things that you can't do, unfortunately, whether you like it. It's the old business of fighting City Hall. I'm willing as you know, with the regular radio programs that I do, to stand up for what I believe and get into people's faces. But at some point, you know, I guess you realize that I'm not big enough to overcome all of the idiocy that government can throw at me. And it's even worse. The like think in Europe is more even astounding than it is here. You look at these, the differences around the world are extraordinary, but still... Mm-hmm. I guess I'm betting that something bad. Your wife is concerned about me taking this, and I understand that, and I love her for it. And we just, in this circumstance, I completely agree. I would rather not have had the shot. I don't think I need the shot. But I did it because I want to be in compliance so that I can do other things in my life. And I don't think that the fear that comes out of what's going to happen in 3 years or 30 years or whatever to my body, I can't rationalize that to what is necessary or what I need to have in my life today. And for me to try to convince all of the people that are around me, and this is part of the problem with like speak and like think. You know, I'd like to have my daughter is an educator. I'd like to have her think for herself. And I think she does to a point, but there's a lot of pressure around her to do what everybody else is doing. You know, you're teaching a major university. Everybody wants to get a shot because they say the science proves that you've got to have it. Well, okay. So how much time are you willing? And this is where they win. This is where they get you. How much time, how many people are going to be like you and Mary and actually take a stand and argue and fight and say, look at this, look at this, look at this. The average person is not going to do that.
Well, I'm already having that problem with a lot of patients who are asking me, should I get the vaccine or not? And I said, I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. I'm just going to tell you to go study it and don't necessarily believe what the television programs are telling you. Get into the science itself. And this is just, it still isn't approved. It's not approved. It's only there under the emergency use. You are a part of the test yourself. If you want to take it, go ahead. Let me know how it works. As for me and my family, I don't think we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, there, see, and there's good reason not to do it.
Yeah.
At any rate, this is the one of the questions you ask in one of your podcasts, I think, is the right question to ask. Who's going to be held accountable for the vaccine injuries or deaths if they come down the pike?
Yeah.
And there's the answer to that is who knows?
Big pharma. Not big pharma.
They have
not
big government either.
Yeah, they're excused. They're completely excused from liability.
Yeah. And so how do you think that got passed? Because they have so much influence. They have such huge influence on our society, on our system. And at some point, you know, I don't want to give up the ghost because maybe it'll come around and maybe we'll be able to straighten some of this stuff out. But my God, the power of government and big pharma,
money, big media, money
that's made and all this stuff. Good God. All right. Anyway, give me a headache. I'm going to clear my nasal cavities now, and you can listen if you'd like. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. There it is. Every time I use the clear, the plastic bottle with a little squirt on the top of it that's filled with the xylitol, the things that are known. You've heard of xylitol, Jack. You probably knew more about it than I did from beginning.
It's a sugar-based alcohol that occurs in a lot of different kinds of foods, and Mother Nature made it, so that's the first thing I always want to know.
Yep.
Did it come from Big Pharma or did it come from Mother Nature? Mother Nature made it, and it has a very good, strong antibacterial effect for a very unique reason.
So with Clear, X-L-E-A-R, you're going to enjoy the small moments, no matter what the season is, nasal sprays for adults, for children's, natural ingredients. This is right up my alley. These are the kinds of things, the solution-oriented things that I love to talk about and will be happy to endorse on my various programs because they are, they're bringing to you the sort of thing that I believe in. So I can, with truth, and with honesty tell you that I use this and that it works. And that's all it takes. Okay, so you want to use it? You can buy it online at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. You can buy it on Amazon, on eBay, a drugstore, grocery stores, natural food stores, all over the place. It blocks bacteria, strep, staph, viruses like the flu, moisturizes your nose. I use this 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a day. Just spread it up in my nose. Take a deep breath, and it cleanses everything out. It's a fabulous product. And because the science, we talk about science, shows that these nasal sprays help prevent the flus and other illnesses, doctors and nurses and public health professionals have started a petition to the Center for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on Americans to use these sprays to combat all of these things that we're trying to keep out of our lives. So if you would like to help get CDC approval for this and lend your voice to the effort, help yourself and help lots of other folks get clear, visit xlear.com, clear.com, sign the petition, look for the green tab on the right side of the screen, clear, xlear.com, sign the petition, help yourself and help others to live a good, clear lifestyle.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. There is a Twitter announcement that I saw. It's going to start labeling tweets that share misleading information about COVID vaccines. I knew this would be right up your alley. The labels include links to relevant information from officials at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So where is it going to have a place for what you think? Where is that going to be?
Oh, well, anything that doesn't go with the status quo is going to be misinformation.
Right. The new labels are similar to Facebook's anti-misinformation banners. So who the hell are they to decide, just because somebody says something at the Center for Disease Control, they have lots of advertising on Twitter and Facebook from the big drug companies?
Yes.
You don't think that influences
Absolutely.
What they label on there? Come on. It's that's where, again, it's the money.
It's the control of money to promote vaccines.
Yeah. The harmful label tweets count as one strike against you. If you have three, then you're booted off of Twitter. I mean, like, who gives a, you know, what about that? I wouldn't live my life being worried about them. But I just find it interesting that there's so much pressure on everybody thinking the same way. Pretty dangerous stuff, actually, when you get right down to it. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here on DJV Health.
you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Jack, board-certified Nuka chiropractor and also GAPS practitioner. Got a great clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm happy to be going back for a visit.
Oh,
Mary can tell me how bad I am because I got the shots. And we'll go to a movie. We'll have a nice dinner.
Yes. Yes.
Get my neck straightened out so I can
King
be ready
Kong,
for the springtime.
Versus Godzilla should
no,
be out by then.
We're not watching that. I'm not coming if you're going to make me watch that. I'll stay home.
I knew that was a reaction I was going to get, so I said that.
Well, thank you. You know me too well. All right, so here's another one. Like this, let's see what you think of this. The pandemic thrusting anosmia.
Anosmia.
Not being able to smell.
Yeah.
Well, I did it because I knew it was smell loss. I did anosmia because it seemed like it ought to pertain to the nose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you don't pronounce it that way. Okay, anosmia.
Your first cranial nerve number one is the nerve that comes out of the skull, actually, and goes into your nasal passages at the very top, and that's how we smell. So many things that we think we taste, we don't. We only taste salt, sweet, bitter, and I forget what the other one is, but I'll remember it in a second. But everything else is smelling.
Right.
So when you eat a strawberry, you're not tasting a strawberry except for its sweetness. You're smelling the strawberry. The same thing with bacon or fish or broccoli or spinach, whatever else. You're smelling it. You're not actually tasting
it. So does that nerve go down into your mouth, though, too, where it's extended down?
No,
it doesn't.
No, it's just up in the top part of your nasal passage, which a lot of people complained about because they get that nasal swab for a COVID test.
Right.
And
have you had that test?
You've had that test, right?
Oh, my God.
No.
They stick that thing up your nose. It's a long Q-tip, and it's. I had to have that when I had a last April. I had to have an endoscopy, and before they let me into the room where they did the endoscopy, they tested me to see if I had COVID.
Yep.
And this was when you have the endoscopy, they just put you to sleep, so they don't feel anything. But this thing, they stuck this, like, 5-inch thing up my nose.
Yep.
And I could feel it way up in there in a way that I never felt it before. So, woof. Who needs that?
Well, yeah, and it can actually damage the nerve or temporarily give you anosmia.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 3% of those who live in this country or over the age of 40 suffer from this. That doesn't have anything to do with COVID. Apparently, this is something that people get, and they have it on a long-term basis. And I wonder, some people say that it could be an early sign that you're going to have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, because
yes.
Is that so? How would that work? What's the connection?
No, that's been known for a long time. Well, the olfactory nerve that is the nerve of smelling. It has often been associated, you know, whenever you start looking at progressive degenerative nerve disorders like Parkinson's and like MS and some of the other kinds of things, they've been around for so long now that the case studies try to cover every possible thing they can from birth up until the diagnosis of the disease, looking for trends, looking for patterns. And with Parkinson's, it has been the loss of smell, the ability to smell has, or at least decreased ability to smell things on a progressive stage, has long been associated with the onset of Parkinson's eventually. Now, is it because the ability to smell is somewhat located near the brain where the dysfunction occurs with Parkinson's? It's still very conjectural about the whole thing, but a definite relationship.
So the bottom line here is loss of smell associated with many different health conditions like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, so it's nothing to play with. If you lost your sense of smell, you better get it checked out. That sounds like what Jack is saying. This is DJV Health.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect was arrested Tuesday evening for the slayings of eight people and shootings at three massage parlors in both Atlanta and a suburb. The suspected gunman, Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia, was captured about 150 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities believe Long opened fire on five people shortly before 5 p.m. in Cherokee County, Georgia. Less than an hour later, four people were killed in two separate shootings in Atlanta. A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
NASCAR invades the Peach State this weekend. The Fold of Honor Quick Trip 500 will be raced in the famed Atlanta Motor Speedway in Hampton, Georgia. Last week, second place finisher Joey Logano describes to Motor Racing Network what it's like racing at the track.
Driving down a gravel road. That's kind of what it feels like, yeah. Not that you should be trying to go fast down a gravel road, but it feels a lot like that. You're sliding around. There's no grip at all. There's more now than there used to be because we have a bunch of downforce and we don't have as much horsepower. But it used to be, when we had all the big power and the small spoiler, you'd be hard to get wide open down that front straightaway. You're going 170 miles an hour or so on old tires and lighting them up all the way down the straightaway if you choose to. Awesome. just cool, And so, now the race has changed some. There's still a ton of tire wear. But the way you run the racetrack has changed a lot. To be successful there, you have to look for different things. Just a fun racetrack, out of control.
NASCAR officials handed down penalties to 5 Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including 1-race suspensions for 2 crew chiefs after last weekend's events at Phoenix Raceway. The number 2 Team Penske Ford's Jeremy Bullins and the number 99 Trackhouse Racing Team Chevrolet Travis Mack was fined $20,000 each and cut from the Atlanta race. Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back to the Boom in Information DJV Health Show. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of assets there. We were talking about the symptom survey. There are lots of great testimonials as to how it works. You'll be happy you found it, and it will help you, and so will they, the folks in the office there at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can also, through Forbidden Doctor, buy the Long Life Energy Enzymes. I talk about them all the time, how important they are to your health and longevity, ageless thyroid, a couple of things concocted by Mary and Jack and their scientific research. If you mention Doug when you order them at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you get a 15% bonus off. You don't get 15% more. You get to pay 15% less. Or maybe they put 15% more in the bottle. Who knows how that'll shake out. At any rate, Jack is here. We're perusing some of the things that are important. The latest, we're talking about brains and stuff. I saw something about a personal brain computer that is, the reason I was interested in this is because I saw it in connection with what we were just saying about the brain waves or the things that come from stuff like our nose and our mouth. It just underscores for me, Jack, the amazing reality of our bodies and how they work. And if I always say this, I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in God. And when you look around and you just got me thinking about it again, the nerve that has either developed or been placed there as the body was designed. Think about having one nerve goes into your nostrils that is responsible for your smelling and your tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that, is that an accident? How did that get developed? Did the grand scheme of things, and I don't want to get too philosophical here, but think about it. The grand scheme of things was to put together a being that had all of these things which enabled this being to be able to live and think and do. I don't think that stuff happens by accident. I don't understand, but you talk about brain waves, how the brain works. You know, I just had my brain scanned by my friends at Cerascan out in Denver, and they, it showed no real trend to anything that was negative. As a matter of fact, the last time I had it done 10 years ago, they said, well, you might be a candidate for early onset dementia. And now that's not the case. They just said my brain is looking like it's getting... He was tactful when he looked at this. He said, I should send you a copy of the report.
Sure.
That my brain was maturing, which means I'm getting old.
It's about time.
Thank you very much. Now, the things that are going on in my brain are somewhat normal. It sounds to me like, and I don't mean to make this too indelicate, but we're all, as we get older, we listen to the doctors tell us some of these things. Like the primary care person that I have on the East Coast says, you are a very healthy man for your age. Your prostate is normal for a man your age. Well, what are you telling me, doc?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The real test is how many times you have to get up during the night to go pee after you've gone to sleep. That's the prostate test. Now, the digital exam is also looking for characteristic changes on the surface, the outer surface of the prostate, because they want to make, there's two hemispheres, and they're just kind of making sure everything is balanced and smooth and this kind of thing. But, the major prostate problems that most people have are men, of course. Only half of our population, is as it swells, as we get older, it swells and gets very fibrous and very tough. And your ureter runs right through the middle of that thing, the urethra, I mean, right through the middle of that. And as it gets tighter and tighter, because it's in a capsule, it can only swell inwardly, like your brain, it'll cut off the urine. So that's the prostate question when people ask me as a patient, when they come in, can you tell me about my prostate? How many times do you get up in the middle of the night to go pee? Once or twice? You're probably fine for a man of your age. But then if you're getting up every hour, you're getting up every hour and a half, and you're only, excreting 3 or 4 tablespoons, then there's a problem that we got to deal with. And, of course, we do it nutritionally.
Yeah. And so then let's go one step further. Doing it nutritionally, how do you deal? There are a lot of men who are that age, probably listening to this program right now, and they don't, you teased it. You said, we can take care of it nutritionally. All right, Jack, let's have some proof of performance
here. Three very important products, and I use these so that I can sleep through the night. Prostate PMG. It's the protomorphogen for the prostate. It stops any kind of autoantibody attack against the prostate that would cause swelling. And then also something called Cataplex F. It's a source of very powerful fatty acids that the prostate desperately needs as food source for the prostate that is missing in a lot of our diets that helps it from swelling up. A lot of times organs will swell, especially like the thyroid. If it's missing important ingredients, it'll swell itself up to get more blood supply looking for the thing it's not getting. And then the third thing is something called Prostico. It's a collection of herbs that are known to shrink the prostate gland.
Yep.
So,
all right.
We talked prostate PMG. Cataplex F, and Prostico, all available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
From Standard Process, yes. They're the ones that put it together. All right, so let's take this one step further. Let's go back and let's go forward. We're talking a little bit about the brain, Alzheimer's, what we can smell, all of those things that don't fit together, but yet they do. There are new drugs that are on the scene that supposedly slow cognitive decline. What things do you offer from your toolbox at Standard Process that perhaps can slow cognitive decline? We have, as a matter of fact, one sponsor of this program is Prevagen, which is a product that improves memory. It has a lot of vitamin D in it. It's an all-natural approach.
Yeah.
So for those who need to be thinking about your brain, know, and I just said this with regard to my test at Seroscan, the brain cells are aging. You, in fact, lose 85,000 brain cells a day. That's 1 per second, 31 million brain cells every year. Are they replaced? Yeah, but not as rapidly as they are going out of your brain at this age, at my age, for example, or Jack's age. So if you want healthy brain function and a sharper mind and clearer thinking, why not help yourself with the all-natural Prevagen, first-of-its-kind brain health supplement, the only product to contain the main ingredient that you can't pronounce, and I'm not going to try to. It's jellyfish. It's the stuff in jellyfish. So that and vitamin D, apparently, is the way to supplement so you can improve your memory and improve your life. Healthier brain, better life with Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. DJV Health on the air. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget our weekly podcast. We are always talking about the podcasts here. Forbidden Doctor, Jack and Mary, and Jack's radio programs. You hear all of those at the podcast site they have at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then there is, if you go to DJVHealthShow.com, you'll find the podcast that I have with Jack every week. They're there. It's a summation of the information we try to glean every week, the different things that you won't hear talked about on any other health program, because Jack's not like everybody else, and why should he be? What good are these programs if they don't give you cause to think about what's going on and help you to make your own decisions? That's the deal. DJVHealthShow.com, where the podcasts are. Aspirin may protect against COVID. There's some new research. Israel is probably the country that has the most compliance in the world. 86% of the people who live in Israel have had shots. and they have lots of really good medical care in Israel. A lot of first thinkers come out of Israel. So I wonder about this research, Jack, about aspirin, which is, you know, people say it's a drug. I don't know that I think it is. I mean, it comes from the bark of trees. And I think to myself, who's the first person that ate the bark of a tree that got the benefit of what aspirin provides? How do you, again, back to the thinking about the, you know, the way the body works. Who? How do you figure these things? Who do you suppose?
Well, this is where most of our drugs come from. Is, you know, the hill people and the healer in the community and the one who understood herbs, and so we discovered the white willow bark extract from the American Indian once the European invasion of America started to take place. We didn't have that in Europe. It showed up over here, and the salicylic acid that is in white willow bark has been known as they make a tea out of it, and it's always been a good anti-inflammatory, an analgesic to stop pain. But what big business does, especially Bayer, they're the first ones really to promote it 100 years ago when they found a way to synthesize it in the laboratory. It was no longer coming from the tree. It was coming from a chemical combination. Acetyl salicylic acid is what it is now, which is simply aspirin, which a lot of research has shown had an awful lot to do with the death rate of the Spanish flu 100 years ago. People who took large amounts, because that was the cure-all. 100 years ago, the cure-all, once they found it, was aspirin, because it helped a lot with anti-inflammatory actions and pain. So people who had the Spanish flu were given copious amounts of this, and today, as they look at it, that, you know, looking retro, they think that may have had an awful lot to do, because a lot of the Spanish flu deaths were the because of hemorrhaging. And, of course, that's why they suggest you get a baby aspirin every day. It's a blood thinner. Yeah. So it's still a drug, because it has nothing to do with the white willow bark tree.
Okay. So let's compare, though, the aspirin that we're talking about. No, I've been through this whole business with what was going on in my brain, and did I need a brain, a blood thinner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have been told taking a baby aspirin is as good as anything else to keep the blood thin. One wonders, if there are, we have Eliquis, which is a very expensive drug, and you've got Plavix, and you've got a bunch of other things that supposedly thin the blood. What is there around naturally that thins the blood? I know, because you and I worked on a concoction of five different things to do the same thing that the blood thinner was doing, but I don't know that we ever talked about it on the air. I don't think we did we?
I'm not sure, but
cinnamon, ginger, vitamin E, turmeric,
different things like that. The thing that anytime somebody comes and complains to us through the symptom survey or in the office about they've been told their blood is too thick and that might be one of the reasons why they have elevated blood pressure, we always start moving for things like phosphate liquid. Fast food liquid, that stuff you don't like.
I'm taking it, though. I'm taking good. It. Yeah, I water it down.
All you have to do is water it down, and that is known to have a great effect on thinning the blood. And there's also something called protofood, because we know one of the thickening agents in blood is not getting enough of essential amino acids. Anytime you eat a protein, your stomach and digestive processes are going to break down that protein into various amino acids. Most of the amino acids required for life, your body makes. They're non-essential amino acids. But the essential ones have to come in through the diet. And a lot of the non-essentials need, you know, I think of it as a coach. You have the infield of a baseball team, and you first and second and short and third, and the thing that brings them as a cohesive unit together is probably the action of the game. Otherwise, they just stand out there doing nothing. A lot of non-essentials are like that. When you get the essential amino acids in the system, it brings all those non-essentials together and thins the blood. Protofood. That's what protofood and phosphoric or phosphate is the key.
So I'm taking all that stuff. That's good. Three round. Wow, you need to check it out and do the symptom survey. Jack will help you out a lot. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack on DJB Health.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour here on the DJV Health Experience, I want you to get healthy the right way. My advice to get rid of that belly fat. If you can squeeze your belly and you come up with 3 inches, you got a problem, pal. And I'm going to offer you a way to shed more weight. Oftentimes, you know, one of the things that's good about diets is that people do them together. I've noticed that a lot of people are involved in Calitrin working together to lose that weight, get rid of the belly fat, because belly fat adapts to weight loss programs. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's one of the great things about having Calitrin, because it does work well when, you know, everything else fails. And that's why, because it is all natural and because it does work so well, has been around for so long, it's recommended by doctors who are associated with this program. Dr. Doug, for example. Here I am practicing without a license. Jack and Ken always get a kick out of that. But seriously, I've had the experience. I've used this product for 4 years, 5 years, and I find it adds so much to my life. It's not just about keeping the weight off. It's about adding these ingredients, collagen protein, which is so necessary for the normal aging process, and these digestive enzymes. It's kind of like a combo. You hear us talk about the Lee enzymes with Jack. Enzymes are so important. Digestive enzymes, so important. So here's that combination. And I'll bet that if you take the Lee enzymes with the Calitrin, you'll even get better results. So let's put them together and have success. Don't you want success? You want to feel healthy. You want to be healthy. You want success in losing these extra pounds you have. So go to toploss.com, please. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you're checking out so you can get the one-for-one deal. BOGOs, get one, get 10, get 100, and get an equal number without having to pay for them. That's their really incentive to get you onto the program and to see how wonderfully well it works and to stay with it. Okay? Do that for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for everybody you know. Calitrin, the exciting weight loss formula that's all natural. Find it at toploss.com. Lose the weight and feel good about yourself, and just, you know, feeling good is important all the way around. As Jack will tell you, right, Jack? It's important
to
feel good all the way around. All right. So you're being your usual, my mother used to call it being a Nix-Nix. And the reason I say that is because here you are again talking about mask wearing and it providing no real protection. That seems to contradict what you said earlier on when we were talking about the nematodes or whatever the size. What do they call those? What are the little nodules that we want to have one instead of three that get into the mask? What are those? It begins with an N, and I can't remember what you...
Well, nanoparticle.
Yeah, nanoparticles. Okay.
There we go.
I remember you said early on, if you're going to wear a mask, wear one that doesn't, you know, that's down to one nano.
Well, right. If you're going to wear one, you want to wear the N95. But that's this, it. And it's not me talking, criticizing the mask. It's the CDC.
Right.
In a report,
this is what's
that came
so crazy.
March 5th.
They
published
on one hand one thing and another hand another thing. So who knows what the right thing to do is. This is why so many people are confused. Anyway, give us the results of the report.
Well, it's just it came out March 5th, and it published a report admitting the masks do not provide a whole lot of protection and may potentially worsen. Because if you look at the CDC stats for this last year for influenza, it's down 56 million.
Zero. I don't know anybody who's had the flu this year. Do you?
No. Do you suppose?
No.
Is it even remotely possible some of those flu cases could have been misdiagnosed as COVID? Well, obviously. And so what the federal government agency, the CDC, said in this report, and it's just what's today, 16? It's 11 days ago. Mm-hmm. And they said the only difference they've been able to find county to county in this country is about a 1.32% difference between what wearing the mask will do for you and what not wearing the mask will do for you. And then besides all the bacterial pneumonia and all of the social distancing and all of the psychological problems and all the school kid problems and everything else, by not being able to recognize another human being psychologically, as we have been conditioned in our minds to do with facial expressions, is it worth 1.32%? So, I just think this stuff continues to expose itself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other side of it is it doesn't hurt. But maybe there are some people who are saying, well, it may, because you breathe back some of that stuff if you don't have a clean one. How often... Is there some recommendation somewhere that says how often you should change your mask if you're going to wear one?
You shouldn't wear. Those blue diapers have Teflon fibers in them.
Blue diapers. There you go. Stay away from those blue diapers, boys and girls. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health Program, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.